7:08 and 46 degrees on a wet and rainy Wednesday morning. And we are joined now by guests. Yes, you no longer have to listen to just me. You can listen to other people as well. David Boyer is the main political director at the Marijuana Policy Center. And Stavros Mendros is the president of RAMP, Republicans Against Marijuana Prohibition. Something you probably never thought you'd hear. They're both in today. MPP.org for more information. Gentlemen, how the heck are you this morning?
Pretty good. Thanks for having us.
Well, thanks for being in. It's an early get-up, so I appreciate that. David, first off, I mean, I gotta start off with the fears. I mean, aren't marijuana use in teens in crime going to increase if you legalize marijuana in Lewiston?
We don't think so. You take a look at Colorado and where they tax and regulate marijuana like alcohol since the beginning of this year. And the sky hasn't fallen, and crime actually hasn't gone up. And compared to last year, crime is actually down. It's a little too early to say it's because marijuana is legal there, but it proves the point that crime won't go up. We think by regulating marijuana, you're going to have less teens able to access it, because right now we just don't have any control over marijuana. Whereas if we regulate it, we'd have licensed taxpaying business owners sell marijuana to adults. They check IDs. If they sell to a minor, we can revoke their license, fine them. But right now, we just don't have that oversight with marijuana, and we do with alcohol.
Well, and there's a lot of different pros and cons on that. But now, Stavros, what is RAMP, and why would Republicans support marijuana use? I mean, I'd expect Nancy Reagan to be crying right now after after all the stuff that she did in the 80s.
Well, RAMP is, as you said earlier, Republicans Against Marijuana Prohibition, and the Republican Party's always been a party of freedom. Nancy Reagan didn't say, "Don't smoke marijuana, I'll throw you in jail." She said, "Just say no." And, we don't necessarily advocate the use of marijuana. We just don't think prohibition works. It never worked in the past. And, and as I said, the Republican Party's always been the party of freedom, from freeing the slaves to economic freedom to free markets. It just doesn't make sense at this point in time to be wasting resources chasing people who, want to smoke a joint here or there when there's much bigger fish in the sea to go after.
David Boyer, Stavros Mendros, they're in this hour. They're talking about the ballot question that's happening in Lewiston about legalizing marijuana. Actually, question two, it's yes on question two is what they're in for. Question two makes possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana legal for adults 21 and older under Lewiston City law. It would still remain illegal to use marijuana in public. We'll talk more about that coming up. It's 7:11 on the Z.
The new Z 105.5.
New music.
Z.
The new Z 105.5.
Oxford Networks, bringing you a
5.5. 7:18, 46 degrees here on a Wednesday morning. David Boyer is the main political director at the Marijuana Policy Project. And Stavros Mendros is the president of RAMP, Republicans Against Marijuana Prohibition. They are here for the vote yes on question two, which is a smarter marijuana policy for Lewiston. Following up on the statement that we had talked about earlier, David, there was a survey done in Colorado where 40,000 teens were surveyed in 2011, 40,000 teens were surveyed in 2012, and pot use was actually down 22% from the same stretch after marijuana became legal, which kind of dispels a little bit of a myth there and kind of proves your point.
Yeah, we've seen that. It is trending down since 2009 when Colorado began regulating medical marijuana. They had, medical marijuana stores. And even since it went illegal for, adult use, teen use hasn't gone up. And that's a lot of, what our opponents, that's their main argument is the kids. Adults do a lot of things that kids don't do. Alcohol is legal for adults. And right now we're sending kids conflicting messages because, marijuana is supposed to be illegal and it's not supposed to be anywhere. But yet we see it everywhere. We see it in our communities. We see it on TV. And what message are they getting? They're saying, the respect for the law has eroded because if it's illegal, then how is anybody using it? And we should send the message that marijuana is safer than alcohol, but marijuana and alcohol are not for you until you're 21, until you're an adult, and they're not getting that message right now.
Now, and you know, a lot of people say alcohol and tobacco are bad enough. Why add marijuana? What would you say to that argument?
Oh, you know, once you understand that marijuana is less addictive than alcohol, less toxic, doesn't make users violent or angry, we look at it like we're giving adults a safer alternative. Right now, our laws steer people to use the more harmful substances. We think we'd have a safer society, a more healthier society, if people were given the opportunity to use marijuana instead of alcohol. But right now, the message that they're getting is that they're going to be punished for using marijuana, the safer substance.
Stavros, you know, a lot of people tell you it's unhealthy, and why would you support something unhealthy? What would you say to that?
Well, there's lots of things that are unhealthy. You know, they banned big sodas in New York City, and, you know, people go gluten-free. There's fast food. Heck, I'm overweight. I'm unhealthy. You know what I eat, but we don't...
Hallelujah, my friend. Hallelujah, yes.
But, you know, they don't throw us in jail for that. We don't throw people in jail for doing something unhealthy. It doesn't make sense to me. That's what this is about. Do I consider somebody a criminal just because they have a joint now and then? Absolutely not. Do they deserve to be thrown in jail and take up resources, you know, so that we put child molesters in jail for 2 years instead of for the rest of their lives? No, I don't agree with any of that. I think they aren't criminals. I know plenty of people that do it. I don't consider them all criminals, and that really needs to be the mindset as to whether something is against the law or not. Do you believe the person who does it is a criminal? Because ultimately, even if it's just a fine, if they can't pay the fine, it leads to jail time. I do not consider doing something unhealthy a standard of putting somebody in jail for.
Stavros Mendris and David Boyer are in. They're talking about yes on question two, a smarter marijuana policy for Lewiston. 722, we'll have more coming up. 46 Degrees, live on the corner of Center and Bradman. You can catch me every morning, 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. here on The Breakfast Club, Z1055. Can't catch these guys every morning, but, you know, you can catch them this morning. David Boyer is the main political director for the Marijuana Policy Project. Stavros Mendris is the president of RAMP, Republicans Against Marijuana Prohibition. They're in this morning talking about question two over in Lewiston. November 4th is Election Day. Question two, if you vote yes on it, would make possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana legal for adults 21 and older under Lewiston City law, and it would remain illegal to use marijuana in public. David, how would this law work if it's still against state law? I know I've read a lot of things where states are doing different things, and there's places out in San Francisco where stuff is legal, but yet you still have federal agents coming in and raiding legal grow houses, legal in that area, grow houses all the time. How would this law work if it's still against state law? Because I know Governor LePage has talked in the past about how important the war on drugs is.
Sure. Yeah, it's a great question. You know, marijuana law in this state and, you know, across this country is a little bit hazy. And
no pun intended, right? Yeah.
Oh, it was definitely intended. All about the puns. But Lewiston police, the city officials, if this passes, they can direct law enforcement here in Lewiston to not go after adults who have marijuana in private. So there's no requirement that they enforce state law. Yes, they can if they want to, if they want to thumb their nose at voters, but there's no requirement that they do so. You know, we give police a lot of discretion. They use discretion every day, whether they pull somebody over or they don't pull somebody over, whether they give that person a ticket or give them a warning. You know, adult, if this passes, it's Lewiston voters saying, hey, we want you to treat marijuana possession by adults like we treat, you know, someone jaywalking or not wearing a seatbelt. Police don't bother those people because it's not worth their time. They have bigger fish to fry. And, you know, here in Maine as a whole, medical marijuana is legal, even though federally marijuana is illegal. So, you know, we're ignoring federal law here in Maine, and you know, Maine has a long tradition of local control, so we think it's well within the bounds of a city to not enforce a certain state law.
Stavros, isn't this a gateway drug to harder drugs?
Yeah, that's a common fallacy that the other side says to create fear, and it's ridiculous. A gateway to harder drugs is a drug dealer. You can't go to a liquor store and buy drugs. You know why? Because the guy at the liquor store has a license basically to print money. He makes all this money selling liquor. He's not going to jeopardize that by selling some other drug. It's the same thing with this. Once we license once marijuana is licensed, which is the next step, and regulated, whoever has those licenses is going to be making a lot of money selling it. They're not going to risk it so they can, you know, sell some crack or sell some cocaine or sell some heroin. They're going to just sell marijuana. But right now, the only people selling it are already breaking the law. They've got everything on them because they were trying to, and they're trying to move product. So the more, so they want you to get you into the more addictive substances, so you'll be, keep coming back. They're breaking the law anyway. What do they have to lose? Make as much as they can. This is why we have to change, make a fundamental change to get people away from drug deals, to get them somewhere licensed where we can talk about where they can get all this education. When you buy alcohol and cigarettes, there's all the stuff written on the walls. There's education on the dangers of it. I don't think this is nearly as dangerous or addictive as alcohol and cigarettes, but if they want to make the case, that's fine. Let them. But back to your question, certainly not. It's drug dealers are the gateway to harder drugs, and we need to get people away from buying something that's relatively harmless, buying it from hardened drug dealers, and get them buying it in a regulated environment where they won't be exposed to all the other potentially more dangerous drugs.
Stavros Mendras and David Boyer are in. They're talking about question two in Lewiston. It's about legalizing 1 ounce of marijuana.
Thank you.
For adults 21 and older. It still remains illegal to use marijuana in public. 736, 46 degrees. We'll have more of them coming up on the Z.
The Breakfast Club.
Sometimes we get caught up liking things and stuff like that. It's a like fest in here right now. David Boyer, Stavros Mendras are in, and they are talking about question number two, which is on the Lewiston ballot about marijuana legalization. Question number two would make possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana legal for adults 21 and older under Lewiston City law, and it would remain illegal to use marijuana in public. November 4th is Election Day. David, I hear crime is up in Colorado. Is that true?
It is not true. You heard wrong. You should question whoever told you that. No, it's not up. And our opponents with medical marijuana said that crime would go up. They said it with regular adult-use marijuana, it'd go up, and it hasn't. You know, we think that if you take marijuana out of the black market, you're going to have less violence, less crime, because there's no way to settle any differences. You know, if the liquor store rips you off somehow, then you can go to the police and say, hey, they took my money. Whereas if you want to purchase some marijuana on the underground market, and you get robbed, what are you going to go to the police and say, hey, this guy stole my money, I was going to use to buy marijuana? No, you can't do that. And then the drug dealer has the chance of getting robbed too, and he can't go to the police and say, hey, you took my marijuana. So it just, that's where all the violence is. And because marijuana is such a widely used substance, you know, alcohol and marijuana are the top two used substances in our society. It's such a huge market share that we can take from the underground market, shine a light on it, have it be sold by licensed, regulated, tax-paying business owners. Because whether you agree with legalization or not, you have to concede that marijuana prohibition hasn't worked. And every day in Lewiston, in Maine, marijuana is being sold. And we as a society have a choice. Do we want marijuana to be sold by drug dealers who sell to children? Or do we want it to be sold by licensed, regulated, tax-paying business owners that check IDs, that are invested in the community, that care about doing a good job? I think the latter makes a lot more sense than the former.
Well, prohibition really worked for alcohol. So, Stavros, won't this create more impaired drivers?
You know, that's another fallacy that people say. People are already, smoking and driving, and they get...
No, really? No.
And they get arrested for operating under the influence all the time. It isn't just alcohol. It is already illegal to drive and smoke, and we don't have any intention of changing that. So, and there's ways to test it. It's simple enough to test. This is just another scare tactic. In fact, it's my belief that if we, like I talked about earlier, if they have places that sell it, they have signs all over it that say don't drive while you're high, like they have don't drink and drive, it would most likely bring it down.
Yeah, I mean, you look at states, there's actually been study, and states that have medical marijuana laws have less fatal accidents on the road. And that's not to say that, you should drive while you're impaired by any means, but someone under the influence of alcohol is way more reckless behind the wheel or not behind the wheel than a marijuana user. You know, you talk to law enforcement and ask who would they rather deal with, someone using marijuana or someone drunk from alcohol. I bet 9 out of 10 of them would say under the influence of marijuana, because they're not violent, they're not crazy, belligerent, they're usually pretty calm.
And, you know, talk about impaired drivers, which is also illegal, but people who have legally prescribed OxyContin and they're out there driving and it's legally prescribed. Again, they shouldn't be and it's against the law, but I'd say that's worse than both.
Texting and driving, too, is just as bad, you know, same thing. David Boyer, Stavros Mendros, we've got one more segment with them coming up. They're in for question 2 on the Lewiston ballot. Smarter marijuana policy for Lewiston. They are urging you to vote yes on question 2 on November 4th. 7:48, we'll be back on the Z.
The Breakfast Club.
Oxford Networks, providing voice.
105.5. They certainly do. Sometimes it's the other way around. 7:57, Stavros Mendros, David Boyer wrapping up. They're in for yes on question 2. Question 2 would make possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana legal for adults 21 and older under Lewiston City law. Would still remain illegal to use marijuana in public. David, is it true your opponent is using taxpayer funds to run their campaign?
Not really. Healthy Androscoggin has some ads out that talk about marijuana, and you know they just haven't, you know, in our opinion, haven't gone through the right channels to electioneer, as they're using nonprofit grant taxpayer dollars to electioneer on this issue, for them to try to sway voters in Lewiston 2 weeks before a vote, and not file campaign finance reports and do it that way is kind of against the spirit of the law. But, you know, this is nothing new. Our opponents, prohibitionists, have been using taxpayer dollars, government, to exaggerate the harms of marijuana. They've been doing it for 80 years. That's how marijuana became illegal, as they said, that it'd make you murderous, make you kill people. And we know that's not true. And so it's, and then we have the war on drugs, and then this scary PSAs we've seen for the last 30 years, you know, with eggs frying in a pan, this is your brain on drugs, or, you know, I learned it from you, Mom.
I was just thinking, no, I learned it from you, Dad. I learned it from watching you. Yes, oh yes.
Or people, like, flattening on a couch, and none of these do anything to actually educate people about marijuana. It's not without its harms, and we should be honest with youth and adults about the relative harms of marijuana and alcohol and not try to scare people. It doesn't work.
I think David's being too nice. What they're doing is, in my opinion, inappropriate, and it's, I don't think it's just a violation of the spirit of the law. I think it's a violation of the letter, and someone should challenge them. It's completely inappropriate to take taxpayer money and not report it as a campaign expense and just run this. No one else could get away with that. If we had some issue that every on the ballot that every house in Lewiston should have Microsoft products, and Bill Gates just decided to spend thousands of dollars putting bus ads, how great Microsoft is, he'd have to report it. It's ridiculous. And David's too nice.
Well, we've definitely concluded that from the interview. David's too nice, and Stavros is ready to go after him, which is good. What about people showing up to work high?
So, ultimately, we're Republicans. We believe in business owners running their business the way they see fit. Business owners can create their own policies. Marijuana is easy enough to test now. You can set your policy and you can enforce it. People can show up to work drunk, you know, and do often, or high on something else or on medication. You set your policy as a business owner and you enforce your own policy. That's what the Republican Party is all about. It's about free enterprise. It's about doing what you want with your property. So we have no problem with that. That's the way it needs to enforce. None of my business. If somebody finds their worker more productive because they're on something, I don't care. So it's up to the employer. So the employer sets the policy however they want. They enforce their own policy. You can let people go for all sorts of reasons. So I don't know that that's a problem to anyone but the employer, and we certainly
support. Especially in an at-will state like Maine.
Yeah, but we certainly support the employer's right to do what they want, like the NFL. You know, they kick people out for smoking pot, but not for beating their wives.
Until there's intense public pressure. That's usually how that works. David Boyer is the Maine Political Director for the Marijuana Policy Project. Stavros Mendros is the President of RAMP Republicans Against Marijuana Prohibition. Gentlemen, thank you very much. Again, they are urging you to vote yes on question 2, November 4th. And again, just a reminder, question 2 makes possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana legal for adults 21 and older under Lewiston City law, it would remain illegal to use marijuana in public. 801, 46 degrees on the Z.
The Breakfast Club.